Let's get some cash in Python this time. The logic for the cash problem is remaining the same. So is the process. We'll want to prompt the user for an amount of change, and then, using an algorithm that always uses the largest coin possible, we'll keep track of the amount of coins used and then print that number back for the user. So let's compare a couple of things as we translate from C to Python. As we translate from C to Python, many functions remain the same. For example, getFloat. However, in C, we had to hashtag include the CS50 library, and in Python, we're going to import it. In terms of validating input, in C, we used the do while loop structure. Now, in Python, we don't have a do while loop available, but we do have a while loop. So let's see how we can modify a while loop in order to mimic what the do while loop did. Consider this snippet of code. While true, I'm going to prompt the user, and then if a certain condition is met, I'm going to break. This first section ensures that we prompt the user at least once because the condition for the while loop is true. Then we have a condition, and if that condition is met, executing a break will break us out of our while loop. So think about what that condition must be in order to accept only valid input from the user. And with that input from the user in dollars, we yet again want to convert that to cents using the round function. Modulo math applies yet again here in Python. So if you didn't get a chance to explore using the modulo operator when you implemented this problem way back in C, then perhaps challenge yourself to use modulo now in Python. The modulo operator returns the remainder after division. Take a look at these examples to see how modulo works. In Python, you'll use 2 slashes for integer division and 1 slash for floating point division. So try to see if you can use a combination of modulo and division to implement this cache algorithm. The very last step is to print the number of coins used. In C, whenever we wanted to print the values of variables, we had to pass in a placeholder to the printf function. In Python, all we have to do is pass in the variable itself into the print function. And there we have completed the problem. My name is Zamyla, and this was Cache.